The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner professional here in the studio, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and just back from being with the Turks? Where were you?
Greece and Turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
He was on the,
Paul's missionary journeys, yeah. It was a last-minute kind of deal. A pastor friend called me and he was supposed to go, and he had a family crisis that came up and couldn't make it, so he asked me if I could take his place, and I was happy to do that. But yeah, it was a long time to be away.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Nobody recognizes me anymore.
Yeah, we had to show, had to see his ID when he walked in.
Yeah, I had to check him out first. Well, welcome back. And, of course, Jamie was over there while we've been going through the majority of our hubbub in the markets. Man, things have been just all over the place here, mostly down in the last few days anyway.
Yeah, it's just those trade talks with China, just up and down. And it's just the market doesn't like unknown, and it's unknown.
Yeah, the uncertainty factor is always a little bit of a player. I thought it might be good, though, to talk a little bit this morning about when the market tumbles. Hey, has this happened before?
I read that, too.
Yeah, so it might be refreshing to note how many times just in the last few years we've had some big shaking around, and where did we end up? We ended up having more money, right? Mm-hmm. Because the tumbles are not as frequent as the parts of the market that have been doing okay. So a little hand-holding on the program.
And the reason the Chinese, this trade talk is hitting so many things is because the size of the market involved.
Yes.
You know, the U.S. has 10 cities with a population of at least a million. 10 cities with a million population or more. China's got 102 cities with a million or more. Pretty big market over there.
10 times. Yeah. 10 times what we've got over here. So, they got a lot of big issues riding on this, as we do, too, in this country.
Well, this was big news over there. The trade talks were big news for the economy. And, you know, the European Union is really talking about it. They're concerned about it. It's not just here.
They got Brexit. They got all kinds of things going on with the European Union. And so any little blips in the landscape, even though they're doing better economically than they forecast they would, right, they're still worrying over there. So, hey, it pays to live in the great old U.S. of A., doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we can ride through it a little bit better in some ways because we're still the financial engine of the world. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some reasons why many of us should keep on working. Jamie's going to tackle that. Inflation on things that we think are pretty inflated every time we go to the pharmacy are drug prices. even if you've got a plan that pays for these things, it's just mind-boggling.
I was shocked.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll let you in on that. And another reason to keep your estate planning on track. Doug Neal's going to talk about that a little bit here, too. So we got all kinds of things. And, of course, we always take a moment to answer your questions specifically. So if you've got something you really want to find out about, great. We're going into a commercial break right here. And you're welcome to give us a call anytime during the program. But I know some of you don't want your voice on the air. So here's a chance right now. If you call us this minute at 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Naylor Wood Floors, now in their new location at 3962 Highway 36 North inside Granny's Antiques, are the experts to call when you want to install or renew wood floors. Naylor Floors is now offering natural live edge wood, great for adding a beautiful rustic look to your kitchen countertops, bathrooms, or mantels. Stop in Naylor Floors today to see how this beautiful wood can enhance your next project. Naylor's Wood Floors, bonded and insured, and an award-winning member of the National Wood Flooring Association and Better Business Bureau.
San Bernard Electric Cooperative invites its members to the 79th Annual Membership Meeting on Saturday, May 18th at the Austin County Expo Center in Belleville. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. and ends at 10 a.m. The business meeting will follow along with door prizes and a catered barbecue meal. One free meal ticket will be given per membership, and if needed, additional meal tickets can be purchased for $7 each. Members will have the opportunity to learn more about electrical safety, energy efficiency, our rebate programs, and SBEC's new outage texting program, TextPower. This is a family-friendly event, and we encourage you to bring the next generation of cooperative members with you. Make sure to visit the Kids Safety Booth and register them to win their very own prizes. So make plans to join San Bernard Electric employees and board members at our 79th annual meeting on Saturday, May 18th at the Austin County Fair Expo Center in Belleville.
Rain, rain, rain. The mowing season is here. Bring your equipment like mowers, chainsaws, weed eaters, and such to Belleville Rent-All to be serviced and repaired and hit the grass. Belleville Rent-All sells and services most small engines, and now they're repairing automobiles, trailers, and tractors. So when you need repairs, whether it's for small engines, automotive, trailer, or tractors, stop by Belleville Rent-All, 726 East Mill Street in Belleville, or call them at 979-865-1520.
Christ Lutheran in Brenham is a gathering of people who come together to hear the good news of Jesus that directs our lives and feeds our souls. We're not perfect. We're just seeking faith as we try to follow Him, care for those in need, and nurture children in our highly acclaimed day school. I'm Pastor Mark, and if you're seeking a place to belong, gather with us at Christ Lutheran on Sundays at 9:15 or for Wednesday church at 6:30. Look us up on social media or at ChristBrenham.org. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Join Friendly Country KWHI 1280 as we broadcast live from the FFA Awards Banquet rescheduled to May 14th at the Washington County Event Center starting at 6 p.m. We'll honor the future leaders of our community as the Brenham FFA hands out its annual awards. This live broadcast is sponsored in part by WC Tractor, Washington Animal Clinic, Cody's Pit Stop Barbecue, Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Fourth and Linky Welding, and McCoy's Building Supply. Tune in to Friendly Country KWHI on Tuesday, May 14th at 6 p.m. for the broadcast of the FFA Awards Banquet.
Wake up each weekday morning with the KWHI Friendly Country Morning Show. From 6 to 10, you'll get everything you need to start the morning off right. Local headlines every half hour and a full news broadcast at 7:30 with Josh Blosky. The Sports Talk at Bothell will have last night's sports score and latest stories from around the sports world. You'll also get continuous weather updates, all in school lunch menus, birthdays, bulletin board events, and don't forget about the Country Store at 810, where you can buy, sell, and trade with me, Craig Montana. So start every weekday morning with KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. Tony Navarre and Doug Neal in the studio today, certified financial planners, both of us. Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. And Craig Montana running the studio for us. And, you know, we're looking at different stock exchanges around the world. And this stuff with China and the trade talks has got everybody discombobulated and concerned over the past few days. I thought it might be helpful just to touch briefly here on how many times the markets have tumbled just since we got past the big 2008 fiasco in the market, right? So from its all-time closing high of 29.46 at the end of April, the S&P 500 has fallen just a little under 2.3% as of last Friday. Now, during this bull run that started after the big 2008 downturn, it started on March 10th of 2009. The S&P has withstood 12 drops of at least 5%, including 6 drops of at least 10%, and it dropped at least 15% three different occasions.
That's a big drop. That's a lot of drops.
Over the last 10 years, we've had a slew of them, and I think our memories are short.
Yeah.
Not everybody recalls this, right? So I just thought a little perspective was good. And again, you know, how you're set up, what your goals are, when you're going to need your money, what you're going to need it for, all of these different issues. How are you protecting your money? Those kinds of things. Very, very important. That's why we have the free review. Please come in and have us go over things that are on your mind. That's what the free review is, whether it's your 401k, whether it's an IRA, whether it's brokerage accounts and you're worrying about things. You know what? You don't have to just sit and worry with no input. You're welcome to come by and ask us any questions you want. Here's the way to do that. Call us at the office, set that up, and we'll be glad to talk you through it, enlighten you a little bit. And that number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
On those the stats you just gave us of the number of market drops just in the last 10 years, how important it is to have a strategy. Because one I was thinking of, I was talking to a widow, and we have enough cash in her account to last her 18 months of her income. So she's taking a check every month out, gets direct deposited to her checking account, and that she lives on that one. So it really doesn't make a difference whether the market's up or down right now, because we know it's going to go down. We know it's going to come back again. We don't know when, but we know it's going to do that.
But she's got a cushion.
She's got her strategy plan for the next 18 months, so she doesn't even have to worry about it. She can go to Turkey if she wants.
Well, but the other thing about the drop is the fact, one of the questions that we get many times is, how do I take advantage of these opportunities? Mm-hmm. Because if you're an investor, when there are big drops in the market, you have to look at it as an opportunity. I know all the big guys do.
Sure.
And so one of the questions we get periodically is, why do I have cash in my account? Why have I sold some of the positions that I have and created cash? And that's why you do that.
You sell when it's up.
Sell when it's up. And then when we have days like today, maybe there's a particular investment you've been wanting to buy, but you said, you know, it's too expensive. Maybe today it's not too expensive.
And if you're lucky enough today and over a few days earlier, and you've been putting money in your 401k at work, guess what? You're buying low.
That's right.
Buying low. And that is where the big guys like Warren Buffett and all these other people, you know, that's where they are investing. And you can bet they've already got things already targeted. They know what they're going to go after. They've just been waiting for their chance, their opportunity to do this.
Yeah, see, there's two different types of that. Is one is you're looking at individual companies or positions versus investing in a sector or, you know, a basket of securities where that will follow the markets a little bit more than maybe just one security. I know we watch an airline company and it goes in cycles. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Well, it may not be down right now. It just might be up right now because it doesn't necessarily go with the market. But if you have a basket of securities, you're more than likely going to follow the market. So a little different strategy on that one.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, of course, that many of you listening who are getting closer to retirement, et cetera, you know, the other thing that's been happening while all of these things go on is that we are spending longer in retirement. From 1950 to 2018, this is according to
Social
company
Security.
Called By the Numbers, and they look at Social Security.
Yeah, this is where they got that one from, the Social Security office.
Right. So from 1950 to 2018, the life expectancy of a 65-year-old American male has increased from 12.8 years to 18.1 years. That's another more than 5 years, almost 5.5 years that we're living longer. Guys, I'm talking to you. And for women, it's even more striking. We're living at 20.6 years longer.
Past age 65.
Mm-hmm. That's 66 months for us. So that means that we have to really do some planning.
Another statistic. A 65-year-old couple who's doing moderately well. In other words, financially they're fine. They don't have a lot of stress. Has a 40% probability that at least one is going to live past age 95.
Mm-hmm.
40% probability that at least one of them will live past age 95. Statistically, it's being borne out more and more. And all of you, I think, probably know of couples or individuals like that who are living a very long time.
Well, one of the things that Jamie's going to talk about here is some reasons why many of us should either plan or maybe want to keep on working for a longer period of time. What about that, Jamie?
Yeah, this is an article taken again from another financial planning magazine. It's 10 reasons why clients or individuals or couples should keep working past age 65 or whatever you've decided is retirement age. Why 10 reasons why you might want to just keep working. First one is family needs forbid you retiring.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you may have painted yourself into a corner regarding family support. That's, you know, when you come in for that free review, one of the questions we ask is, are there any family members that you're having to support other than just yourselves? Are there other needs that exist? This could be children, could be parents, could be anything. But if you're in a position where financially you're having to support somebody other than yourself, or you may have to keep working in order to continue to provide that financial support. And we see that many times people wonder why we ask that.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it's very, very important, right? And more people are ending up doing this. So again, it's not just about you and your particular own finances, but if this is something that may be looming in your future where you're going to help support your parents, one or the other of them, that's most common, other relatives or so as well, you need to work that into your planning. And that does have an impact. So again, financial planning is more than just about what you're investing in.
A second reason to keep working, if you're thinking about retiring, is to keep your medical insurance.
Ah.
Especially this comes up if you're thinking about retiring before age 65 when you're eligible for Medicare. If you're thinking about retiring at age 62, you're going to lose your health insurance from your employer, and you're not eligible for Medicare. And so there would be a reason to keep working to at least age 65 to keep your medical insurance.
Because there's still costs in Medicare.
That's right.
You got to pay for Part B. Part A usually comes out of Social Security. Unless you don't have Social Security, then you got to pay for it.
Right.
And then you probably want a Medicare supplement plan, so you got to pay for that too. So there's some. It's not free when you get to be 65. You still got to make some payments.
Exactly. Even after age 65, there may be good reasons to keep the health insurance that you or the medical insurance that you have through your employer. It's probably better coverage than you're going to have through Medicare and a Medicare supplement.
Sure.
So that's another reason to think about continuing to work. Third one, fear of losing a spouse. If you're more and more families, couples today are dependent upon income from both spouses. And we see that quite often now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing, too, is that you have to think about is that comes when we talk about Social Security. One of the things that you often don't think about is the fact that if you have when your spouse passes away, what happens to their Social Security?
Yeah, you lose one of them.
Either. You lose one of
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your income is going to be affected. And so fear of losing a spouse is one reason that some couples decide, well, I'm just going to keep working because financially right now we need the income from both of us. And if something were to happen to one or the other of us, it would be a big negative impact financially. And so that's one of the reasons that you might want to think about continuing to work is because you need income from both.
I have to say, along that line, I was at the HEB store over the weekend. And, you know, I paused for a moment to look at how many seniors are employed at that store. This is true of many others. Mm-hmm. But you see people well into their 60s and 70s who are there working. So again, it may not be just because they get bored sitting at home. I know one of them told me that when I was sampling some goodie that they had on a tray, right? But the whole idea was, yes, I love people. And I didn't want to just be puttering around. Yeah. I wanted to get out and work. But others said, you know, I just decided that I really wanted to put off taking my Social Security until I was 70. And I've got another 2 years to go. And that 8% increase per year in my Social Security for every year I wait between 66 and 70. Hey, where else can you make 8%?
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, no matter what they're saying about the health of the trust fund, you know, that's a pretty well locked in kind of a figure at what I understand. So again, lots of reasons why, Jamie.
Yeah, then I mean we're talking about 10 of them, so there are lots of reasons to keep working, and your HEB story kind of ties into the next reason to keep working is the article says is that all there is. Because what happens is people retire and they enjoy the first few months and they say, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah. what am I getting up for to do today?
That's right. And so, you know, they decide that they want to take some other type of job, just keep working. And there may be other financial reasons, like you mentioned, when it comes to Social Security. But basically, it gives them a sense of purpose in their life, which ties into the next reason why be idle. If you feel like you can continue to be productive, I mean, I've reached the age now where people ask me, when am I going to retire? Well, I tell them I'm really good at what I do. No, I don't do that. I really don't do that. I'm just kidding.
No. Well, there's no reason to retire. If you like it, you can still do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing, right? If you love what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's fulfilling so many more things in your life besides a paycheck. Right?
Yeah.
That really has value.
Yeah, they feel like they can continue to be productive in the work that they do, that they can contribute to society, that what they're doing has value. And so that's one really good reason to continue working. I just saw an article today in the paper that IBM is being sued by some employees in their 50s because they're being terminated mm-hmm. for younger employees. And, you know, you talk about there are some things that age makes you better at.
Yeah, very true.
Experience.
Your experience.
That's the biggie.
Yeah.
That's the biggie. And all right, we're going to take a little break here and come back with a little bit more of this topic. In the meantime, if you've got a question or two, should you go now? Go ahead and take your retirement. You're thinking about taking your Social Security before you're 66, or in some cases 67, depending on your age. You might want to give us a call, go in the ins and outs of this. And if you're already eligible at 66, should you wait? You know, you got pros and cons there. Well, I could be using the money now. Well, depends, right? Do you really need it? Let's have a little discussion. If you want to give us a call, we'll put our brains to work right now for you in private on our private line. If you call us at 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Find out your options now. Three Financial Brains at 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Anyone, darling, you know that I have from
the start. So build me up, build me up. The Blinn College Alumni and Friends Association invites the community to join them in December 2020 for a once-in-a-lifetime cruise down the Danube River through Germany and Austria. Experience the beautiful and historic riverside cities firsthand, including the picturesque traditional Christmas markets, during the most wonderful time of the year. Enjoy a walking tour of Würzburg. Then proceed to Rothenburg, where visitors can explore the charming Christmas market and visit the Cathy Wolfhart Christmas Store and Museum. From there, begin a leisurely six-night cruise along the Danube River. Along the way, see Nuremberg's Christmas market, the medieval city of Regensburg, the ornate Baroque architecture of Passau, Austria, the Vienna Opera House, and the awe-inspiring St. Stephen's Cathedral. To learn more about this exciting opportunity, attend the informational meeting on Thursday, May 16th at 5:30 p.m. in the Blinn Student Center, or call the Blinn Foundation at 979-830-4273.
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose? Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
It's time for the Brenham High School Athletic Awards program on Monday, May 13th. Hear the presentations of awards to Brenham High School's top athletes right here on KWHI live from Fireman's Training Center starting at 6:30 p.m. That's the Athletic Awards program starting at 6:30 on KWHI, the voice of Brenham High School sports. This broadcast is brought to you by Robert Service Station, Nathan's Barbecue, Uniques, Modern Air Solutions, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, N-Tech Pest Management, Don's Appliance, and HEB.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
If you want a career that's exciting,
fun,
creative, your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076, 821-0076. Exciting,
fun,
creative. Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryan, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105, call 277-0076.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Members of the Money Makeover team here in the studio, Tony Navarre, Jamie Keys, Doug Neal. And we had a great phone call during the break. And this is someone who very intelligently...
I was going to say, I never cease to amaze me how intelligent our callers are.
Yes. Basically, this person is collecting one half of her spouse's Social Security benefit, right? Because she is 66. She is not taking her own Social Security yet. She is letting that grow. She's still working.
She's still working full time. Mm-hmm. That's just what we were talking
just
about.
Just what we were talking about.
So she's going to let her own Social Security benefit grow until she is 70. That means that she's going to get that 8% per year bump in her Social Security benefit. And that's 4 times 8, that's 32% more Social Security benefit than she would have. So, smart, 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 first of all.
Well, there's one more part of that is, each year she works, she knocks off one of those 0 years 30 years ago or 35 years ago.
Yeah, we don't know whether she stopped to help raise a family or anything else came up and she wasn't working for a year or so or whatever. And has a zero or a two. This is very common with women. Yep. Very common.
So that's another plus for waiting working.
Yeah, or if her salary is actually going up each year.
Yeah.
Which replaces lower income years.
Right. So she's got this, $900 or $1,000 a month, whatever it is. Let's call it $1,000 a month, which is half of her husband's Social Security. Now, she was one of the last people allowed to do this because the rules have changed on this now. So she's getting that while she's letting her own Social Security grow. She's got some other old benefits that are coming in too. So her question was, what should I do with this money to help it grow? Right now, it's just sitting in a savings account making, right?
Yeah. So in the next 3-4 years... she would like to invest it because then when she at 70, she may, I think she said she may retire then.
Mm, possible.
Okay, well then she needs
There's lots of things we don't know about what the situation is.
We're just taking a ballpark view here.
Well, assuming her paycheck stops some point in the future, that's what she wants this money for, is to help supplement that.
Yeah. Okay. So, number of options. One of the questions we asked her is whether she has a Roth IRA on her own.
Okay.
Right.
Reason being, she could put the money in there, let it grow, not pay tax on it, take it out anytime she wants after 5 years, and not have to take it at age 70. Whereas an IRA 401k, you have to start taking it whether you want it or not.
Yeah, that's those required minimum distributions we always talk about. So if she's got a Roth IRA of her own, all the gains that she makes in her money, in the investments inside of that, she doesn't have to pay taxes on, okay?
Ever.
The other thing is that she might have, she said probably not, but I'd like to have her check that and call us back maybe at the office. But, you know, a lot of 401ks, most of them now, have a Roth option that you can put your money into. Again, she can put my money in there. She needs to open right now a Roth IRA, right, so that she can go ahead and when she leaves her employment, she can roll the Roth portion of that into her Roth IRA. Again, no taxes on any of the gains. So if you got 4 or 5 years of gains in your investments, hey, you know what? And no tax on it.
Yeah,
that's an even bigger gain.
Another little strategy that she may want to consider is if $1,000 a month is the number roughly that she's getting from her husband that she's been putting in a savings account that pays a 0.5% or whatever, if she would take $1,000 out of her paycheck and put it into the 401k and keep the $1,000 from the Social Security, she's even. Mm-hmm. But now she also gets a tax deduction, and she still has the money until she gets older.
Wow, the world is your oyster, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many different possibilities. And the other thing may be that you want to be sure that you have other things taken care of, like, for instance, long-term care. You know, you're getting into that age group now where you and your spouse may need to look at this. And there are so many different options of how you can pay for long-term care that you might want to consider possibly taking some of this and doing something like mm-hmm. that, too. So it's a real financial planning issue and not just what I do with this one chunk of money.
Yeah, because that is one of the things that we would ask about is what kind of plans have y'all made for long-term care should you ever need it? Because there are long-term care alternative products out there. For example, there's a couple, they could get a life insurance policy where the death benefit is eligible to be used for long-term care, and they could pay for it over a 10-year period and be done with it. And they're getting this money now that they really don't need. They don't need it for income.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 10 years, they'd be done paying for it, and they'd have it for the rest of their life. The premiums don't change. And so it'd be another strategy, a different way of approaching long-term care rather than having a long-term care premium for example, long-term care insurance where you pay it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So the availability of this money that right now they don't need gives them lots of different options when it comes to financial planning and for planning their life going forward.
Yeah, and I want to and cordially invite you, caller, to come in for the free review, or you and your spouse, because this is more than, well, I've got some extra money here. It's the real purpose. Money needs to have a purpose. So what's the best purpose or purposes that you have for this money? And it goes beyond, well, I just want to try and set up something to make it grow.
See, yeah, that's the point there. It's a strategy putting together.
Yes.
We haven't talked about what type of investments, because there are unlimited things that you can put the money into, but you have to have what strategy, what's the purpose for the money? Where is it going to go? What do we want it to do for us? Then you go find the investment portion of that.
Mm-hmm. So, lots of different possibilities. How nice that you have those possibilities, because you were thinking ahead in the first place and making sure that you were taking advantage of your possibilities now with Social Security payments, right? You turned on that cash flow, and you might want to look at, again, how your plan is structured, your 401k at work. It's a pretty simple phone call to whoever's doing that part of things at your job. And here's our number at the office. If you want to come by, discuss this a little bit more, really do like a little mini planning with us, you're welcome to do it. If you want to call in on the phone, ask a question or two, or even better, come in for the free review, and we'll help to kind of get your thoughts coordinated on your possibilities, because there are bunch of different things depending on what you and your spouse need, right? So here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And we can continue our conversation at that point. Good question.
Yeah, really good question. You know, and we just, three general things we talked about without even knowing who these people are and what their specific situation is, what their needs are, what their interests are, all of those types of things. So, yeah, as Doug said, the possibilities are almost unlimitless.
Yeah. So very important that you take a look at everything that's going to really be mattering so you don't get caught short later, right? All kinds of things can happen in our lives. I had a friend who went through a divorce, and all of a sudden, her her money situation dramatically changed. I mean, things can happen. It doesn't just mean that you're retiring. But if you get hit with stuff right before you're going to retire, or you get hit with stuff like that in your 60s, especially, that can be a rough ride, and you don't have to go there. Or if it does happen to you, what do you do next? That's why financial planning is such a great thing. So do think about it. Again, our number for the calling the office. Come in, get the straight scoop on what's going on and what your options are. 979-836-2903. Any of the rest of you got a question? Hey, it's a simple thing. Here's our number to call for that. Going into a break, and we'll talk to you in private, just like we did with this individual. No one else will hear you. And that number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me.
Feel good with Robert Service Station. This just in. Robert Service Station in Brenham now carries 93% high-octane super unleaded non-ethanol gas. It lasts longer and is great for motorcycles, boats, and small engines. And it's only available at Robert Service Station. Plus, they also sell new tires and provide tire repair, oil changes, and lube jobs with fast, courteous service. Robert Service Station, 1508 West Main. Call 836-1688 for vehicle pickup inside the city limits. Robert Service Station, serving Washington County for over 40 years.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Becker Drive.
Looking for a reputable pharmacy? Medical Arts in Brenham is a full-service pharmacy with a reputation of quality products and prompt personal service. Taking care of people is Medical Arts' priority. Whether you're standing at the counter or calling on the phone, you'll always get prompt service. Medical Arts at 207 East Academy Street offers prescription services, home delivery, diabetic supplies, and much more. So for fast, reliable service, go to Medical Arts, your hometown pharmacy. Visit their website, medicalartsdrugco.com, or call 979-836-3687.
Out here, you need to control your environment, or it may control you. You need the Kubota L2501DT compact tractor. It comes with all the easy-to-use implements you need. Get the L2501DT for as low as $139 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months plus a 6-year warranty. Now through June 30th, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com.
You can find Kubota tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, May 14th, Craig will be speaking with Ginger Moreland, Cindy Smith, and Celeste Doty about Washington on the Brazos' Farmers Market. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line, an hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KW. UHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Ah, welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we love getting these wonderful questions from you, our beloved audience. And whether it's on the phone during the program or whether you call us later on at the office and fire away with those questions, love it, love it, love it. Again, here's our office phone number. If you don't get a chance to give us a call right now, call us later at the office, and we are glad to visit with you. And that number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. So I'm just looking over here at Craig Montana, who's usually listening so attentively to
us. He has to listen.
Yes, he has to listen. Yeah, yeah. You can walk out of your car or shut the radio off, whatever, but Craig's stuck. So in order to brighten his day, he once in a while pulls something up on the screen on his computer here in the studio. And a fascinating little tidbit was there from Game of Thrones. It's got Tyrion Lannister, one of the characters, negotiating with a Monty Python character. You know, I can't wait to see that. I've got to pull that up later once I get off the air. So there we are. All right. So as we know from Game of Thrones, life has its ups and downs, right? One minute you're riding on a dragon.
Twists and turns.
And you know, you're the queen, and you got all this stuff going on, and the next minute you're down in the mud and the dirt and the sludge, and you got some weird creature coming after you, or some guy with a big broadsword, and, you know, things happen. So, again, financial planning helps take care of as many things as we can.
We don't get that question very often, Todd.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But
yeah,
you know
what do you do if with a sword chasing you?
Well, okay, that's a little bit different. So, we're here every Monday and Wednesday morning on the radio with you, talking about keeping you safer, you and your family, in a number of ways, financially, by planning ahead properly. And again, free review, super important. And glad to help you with that, right? Because there are dragons.
And we were talking earlier in the show about 10 reasons why you might want to keep working.
Yeah.
And we might try and finish that up in a little time that we have left. The next one was related to business owners. You forgot to plan for yourself.
Oh. But,
in other words, you have not put in place a succession plan.
Yes.
And if you're a small business owner and you do not develop a succession plan and you decide to retire, guess what you have to come up with? A succession plan.
Yeah.
And so you're ready to retire, but you can't retire because you can't get out of your business. And so it's really important. We've talked about that before. We don't talk a lot about all the planning that business owners have to do. We talk a lot about individual financial planning, but planning for business owners is crucial also. And you need to have some type of succession plan in place.
Yeah, I've seen that happen, and you have too.
I have.
That one motor company deal where I better get the kids involved. Got the kids involved, and the kids didn't really want to be involved.
Yeah.
And so
that's
retired.
Tough. Yeah.
And the business went bankrupt and closed up, what, 2-3 years later?
Yeah.
And he lost everything that he had. Oh, I don't know if he lost everything he had. He lost the business. Mm-hmm. Business went out. His competitors loved it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a well-known business, very successful business in Houston. And they didn't have a succession plan, and the kids...
Kids didn't know how to handle it, and it just
went away.
Yep. That was a shame. But so that's why it's important to plan ahead of time.
Yes.
So that would be one reason that you keep working, simply because you didn't put a plan in place if you're a business owner. Next one has to do with what we talked a little bit about, having a purpose in life. Some people... their very lives are tied into the work that they do. And if they decide to retire and their whole life has been their job, what do they do when they retire?
Go nuts.
They do.
And everybody around them goes nuts too.
And so, you know, that simply doesn't work out. And the next two reasons identify with the same type of thing. Nothing to retire to. In other words, your job has been your life, and when it comes time to retire, you don't have any outside activities that you plan on doing when you retire, nothing else that you're interested in. Your spouse isn't interested in seeing you around all the time, and there's just nothing. You retire, and there's nothing to do.
So don't retire.
And so you don't retire. You just keep working.
Mm-hmm. Or else find a different job.
And this, the next one is to tie into the same thing. You don't want to retire because your job has been your life. You don't have anything to retire to. And I've seen this happen many times as somebody who has been in that position. They retire, and within 2 years, they're not alive anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that happen, too. It's a shame, but...
It does happen because their sense of purpose, the reason for living, it doesn't exist anymore. And so, I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that we see that.
Right.
If you're one of those people who your whole life is the activity that you've been doing for the last 40 years, you're probably better off continuing to do that. Because when you don't have it there, what are you going to do? And then the last one is simply for the joy of it. You just love it so much that you can't think of being happy without having it around.
I think
it's kind of like us.
That's what I was going to say. It's like us. We're not going to retire. We're just going to, one of us can cover for the other one, and away we go.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine not doing what I do, and you guys are pretty much in the same boat on this. I mean, we enjoy this.
Help people, and it's great to put plans together and see people get successful and be able to treat their grandkids or go on a trip or...
Or send their kids to college.
Yep.
Right, whatever stage of life people are in. It's very exciting. Very, very exciting. Love it.
And I mean... Do you think Warren Buffett does what he does simply because he needs the money?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
He loves what he does.
Yeah. So, again, you know, lots of different reasons. But, again, these are planning issues. These
are
financial planning issues.
Yeah.
Every single one. So, free review. Get your ducks in a row. No matter where your age group is, whether you own a business or not, work for someone else, whatever, get things set up the right way so you can go forward no matter what. More confidently. Again, our number is 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.